You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. It's April Fool's Day 2021. And yes, it's that special time of the month when we have Mickey Fulp on to do his major market monthly review. And what a month it's been, Mickey. Man, you know, if I wasn't looking at numbers that I knew to be true, I think you were sending me a huge April Fool's joke about the markets.
Well, more on that later, Carrie, but we have more record highs as the Fed goes on in with all in with its stock market bubble. One thing we know is the sector rotation now into industrials and small caps away from big tech. Let's go through the numbers. The Dow closed the month at 32,982 for a 6.5% gain, up almost 8% on the quarter year to date. That is S&P 500. 39.73, up over 4%, almost 6% year to date. Rotation out of NASDAQ stocks closed the month at 13.247, up 0.4% on the month, less than 3% on the quarter. And finally, Russell 2000, 22.21, up 1%, but up 2.5% so far year to date.
Yeah, that's those are some pretty spectacular numbers when you look at it, you know?
Certainly are.
Yeah, and it just keeps going. All right, so VIX, what's doing with our VIX?
Well, the VIX dribbled down all month, and it actually closed the month at 19 and was plus or minus 20 for most of the last week or so. Let's go to the numbers in Canadian markets. Toronto Venture Exchange closed the month at 9.53, down 6.5%, but still up 8%, almost 9% on the quarter. It touched 1,100 mid-month, but was significantly overbought and corrected 13% on the last half of the month. One thing we notice there is the volumes are down to about one third of what they were in February. On the Toronto Big Board, closed at 18,701, up 3.5% on the month, 7% year to date. It has approximated the moves of the Dow Industrials. Finally, in markets, the virus is hitting the third world quite vociferously now, and China is not so well either. So it lost 1.5% on the month, closed at 13.18, but still up 2% on the quarter.
All right. Well, hey, it just keeps rolling along, right? Just keeps going. Amazing. But yeah, anyway, let's take a look at our money. There's a couple of big numbers there that are quite surprising. Looking at the dollar first.
Well, the dollar, which was very oversold, actually went below 90 at some point, surged the last half of the month, closed at 93.24, up 2.5% on the month, a whopping 3.7% year to date as the Fed keeps breeding like my rabbits, breeding dollars like my rabbits, Carrie, if you will. Euro, part of it had to do with problems in the Eurozone with a botched vaccine rollout by Brussels bureaucrats. The currency without a country closed at 117, down 3% on the month, 4% on the quarter. Big story in monetary or financial instruments was U.S. long-term treasury 10-year bond surged again this month to 1.75%, up 21% on the month. a whopping 85% year to date. Up, up, and away, create U.S. dollars, interest rates rising. Inflation is looming, as we all knew it would, and so that's really the big news from the money spreadsheet this week. Well, maybe not the only big news.
Let me correct myself.
Or you can go ahead and correct me. Bitcoin closed at $58,804 per Bitcoin, up 23% on the month, up over 100% year to date. Speaking of up, up, and away, when will the Bitcoin bubble burst?
Yeah, well, it looked like it was going to burst. And, you know, there's speculation that Bitcoin is now serving the function that gold used to serve, as a hedge against chaos and governmental stupidity. You know, there's an argument to be made for it.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's an April Fool's joke myself. But
well,
anyway,
it's a very profitable one for those involved in the trade. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, long run, we have to see what's going to be with it, because nobody knows. You know,
you never know what governments will do, Kerry.
Yeah, you know,
phenomena.
I've heard a rumor of an executive order coming out of the White House.
I don't know, Kerry.
I heard a rumor.
Okay.
We'll see. But now off to our medals, and it's a real ugly sight there, except for one medal.
Well, this is true. Gold continues on its downward correction. We've been publishing charts every once in a while. I wrote about it beginning of February. The chart for gold very much resembles the bull bear market cycle, 6 years in length, from 2010 to 2015. We're one-third into that, and it's just down and down and more down for gold and other precious metals for the most part. Gold closed the month at 1709, down 1.5%, down 10% on the year, and significantly down more, well over 20% since its high back in August. Silver closed at 2441, down 8.5%, down 7.5% on the quarter at 2441. Platinum is consolidating after its big run up to almost $1,300. It closed basically even on the month at 1180 off a dollar, still up 11% year to date. Big news was palladium, an industrial metal with a precious metal price, closed at 2528, up 13%. On the month, but only 8% on the quarter. But really, this had to do with news that Russian mines, specifically Norilsk and the Kola Peninsula, would not meet their guidance. They have waterlogged mines, whatever that means, Kerry. But their production of palladium, and they are the world's largest palladium producer, will be down this year. Market reacted to that strongly.
Yeah.
And finally, copper, once again, it's consolidating. It went as high as 428 over the month, low of 392, closed a bit above that at 401, lost 4% on the month, but still up 14% on the quarter year to date, and it needs a consolidation. It probably needs a correction down to resistance at 360 to really establish a strong market going forward, really driven with significant volatility by speculative traders.
Yeah, just managed to eke out just above the $4 a pound rate, but probably going to retrace a little bit, consolidate, you think?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Today's show is brought to you by Mustango River Resources. Their flagship projects are located in Kirkland Lake, an established gold camp that has historically produced over 70 million ounces of gold. The Kirkland West Project is a high-grade gold project beside Kirkland Lake Gold's world-class Macassa Gold Mine, one of the highest-grade mines in the world. The Umeja Project is an advanced stage project with 600,000-plus ounces of gold along the Cadillac Break, 25 kilometers east of Macassa. Their projects have the potential to transform into another world-class mining camp in the Kirkland Lake District. Make sure you go over to mustango.com. That's M-I-S-T-A-N-G-O.com. Take a look and sign up for notifications. Stock is traded on the Canadian Stock Exchange, ticker symbol M-I-S. For more information and to sign up for notifications, go to mustango.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Well, it needs to, and I'm not going to say it will, but certainly the speculations, the long, net long contracts are decreasing. And this big run-up so vociferously fast was really driven by speculative trading.
Yeah, definitely. And the whole theme of the electrified future of the world, yeah, and all that stuff. And we know what you think about that. So
yada, 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 blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But, you know, perception becomes reality very quickly in these markets, Mickey. Right?
This is true, Gary.
Yeah. So let's take a look at our energy sector. Again, a case of a little bit of a retracement there.
Yeah, oil's got a bit ahead of themselves. It was up and down over the months as on supply demand concerns, fears, speculations. Looks pretty stable now at the levels we're at. Well, close the month at 59.16, down 4% on month, but still up 22% on the quarter for WTI. Brent, similar story, 63.54, down 3% on the month, 23% up year to date. We are now, I think, relatively stable at pre-pandemic levels with WTI around $60. Henry Hub, after last month's debacle in Texas and et al. With frozen natural gas lines, frozen windmills, natural gas prices soared for a while. They apparently have settled in somewhere in the 250 to 280 range, closed the month at 261, down 6% on the month, but still up 3% year to date. And one of the biggest stories in uranium or in energy has been uranium, stronger on recent spot market buying over the last two or three weeks by a variety of players, including institutions, development companies in Canada and the U.S., retail, day traders, speculators, usual uranium traders. This has resulted in U308 surging. It closed the month at 31.13, up 12%, up 3% on the quarter. But let's put this in perspective. Uranium at $30 a pound is about 60% of the $50 price that would be required to generate old supply or new supply coming on, and I'm really talking about ISR mines in that realm.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting though, because we've been hearing for years that the utilities have got to renegotiate their long-term contracts. Mostly, they have not done it. They've been content to pick and choose in the spot market, and now it looks like that avenue might just be coming to an end, and that could only be good news for uranium.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's been a 10-year bear market, 10-year and 1 month, and At some point, it will turn. I probably, in the near term, still do not am not very bullish on uranium. Uranium stocks have soared. I've been selling excess trading positions, let's say, in U.S. producers and developers, taking profits. I mean, uranium, North American uranium producers, explorers, developers, up even Cameco up 2x year to date, other stocks 3 to 5x. So prudent man takes profits when others are buying, and I've been doing some of that.
And that's always a good thing. As Bernard Baruch, one of my heroes of Wall Street, used to say, you could never go broke taking a profit.
And he also said, I made all my money selling too soon. So a wise man indeed.
Yeah, and one other one is along those lines is, I got rich letting the other guy make the last 10%.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so
maxims of Wall Street.
Yeah, and they were all
as
true.
Our friend Mark Skousen publishes his book about once every couple of years.
Yep,
highly recommended book.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's look at our ratios here. Gold, silver up a little bit.
Yeah, it settled in around 70 plus or minus. Ended the month right at 70. That's a pretty normal range for the gold-silver ratio. The real news is probably the platinum-to-gold ratio. It hit 0.69. We haven't seen that level since, almost 2 years, April of 2019. But once again, the mean and median for that ratio is somewhere around plus or minus 1.3. So still a long way to go. Platinum-palladium ratio, after rising to 0.53 last month, dipped this month as palladium soared to 0.47. But also putting that ratio in perspective, the mean and median averages 3.0. So doing the math, we're about 1/6 of the way to a normal platinum to palladium ratio.
All right. Well, it looks good. And we will be back next month. Happy April Fools to everybody. I'm just wondering whether the markets are going to keep responding to the stimmies, as they now are known in the economy. We need more stimmies. It looks like we're getting more stimmies. It might be great for the stock market, but it's not so great for the currency in the long run, Mickey. And that's what we really have to be looking out for. Right now, it seems to be having the contrary effect. The dollar's going up as the stimmies go up, but that ain't going to last forever, Mickey.
Yeah, and it's quite curious that that gold is marching in step oftentimes with 10-year treasuries, and that's antithetical to what it normally is.
And it's a historic role as a hedge against government stupidity, of which we have more of it taking place now than ever before. In any event, make sure you go over to Mickey's site, which is always mercenarygeologist.com, and his Twitter feed, which is at mercenarygeo, and come over to our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com, and our Twitter feed's at Kerry Lutz, and sign up for both our newsletters. Mickey, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kerry. Happy April Fool's Day.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.